Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, founder at Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. Today, what I want to talk about is who's actually responsible for keeping bad actors out of your crypto community, out of your layer one chain, your layer two chain, your app community, etc. Because governments across the world would have you think that is their job. And then technically, if you go read the mandate on their websites, it is technically their job. I'll give them that. But here's the thing. You cannot regulate bad actors out of anything anywhere. Yes, it's the SEC's job. It is their mandate. It is their definition that they exist to keep bad actors out of the securities world. How's that going? It's also the DEA's job to keep drug dealers out of your neighborhood. How's that going? You cannot regulate. No one can. I'm not talking about just the U.S. here. No organization can regulate bad actors out of the way. Why? Because bad actors don't care about your regulations. Right? Unlawful people don't care about your law. Otherwise, they would be lawful people. So that's my point. You cannot regulate the bad actors out of crypto, out of your neighborhood, out of anywhere. I don't care. No matter what the industry is and no matter where you're trying to get them out of. So, whose job is it? It's my job, and it's your job, and it's the job of the communities themselves. And in the crypto world, we've got a unique opportunity here because every project has a community built around it. And whether you're a layer one chain or you're a layer two chain or a layer three chain, one of these days, some layer 20 chain, whether you're just an app that has a community of avid followers, you have a community. And so the blockchain and crypto industry is a little bit different in this regard, because although centralized corporate entities would like to think that they have a community of loyal customers, it's not a community, it's a collection. A community is when you have a collection of individuals who have chosen to come together for a specific purpose, for a specific mission, because they are trying to accomplish something together that they could not accomplish alone. And that community is part of their job to effectively police themselves and keep the bad actors out. Whether that bad actor is at any level, at anything going on, right? For example, the whole, you know, FTX debacle. How many people could have spoken up? Not just employees. How many people could have spoken up? Binance. How many people could have spoken up? It is the job of the community. And this is what I believe. That's why we have a suspicious activity reporting app that our community can use to police itself so that we don't have a need for necessarily a centralized police force, where we can allow existing law enforcement to do their job. But it's up to the community to point out the problem and say, hey, this person is doing wrong. This person is breaking the law in their locality. Go get them. Only the communities themselves, I believe, can eliminate bad actors, can get bad actors out of the system, can drive them out. Part of that is going to be a cultural thing, and part of that is going to be an operational thing. So let's split that up. Culturally, every layer one chain, layer two chain, layer three chain, every app, every community in the crypto world, whether it's a community around a game or some other kind of app, or around a chain like Geode or Bitcoin or Ethereum, pick one. That community has leadership. As much as they may call themselves a DAO, a decentralized autonomous organization, no collection of human beings is ever truly 100% decentralized and autonomous. Why? Influence, leadership. Anytime you get a group of people together, I don't care if you're gonna go for a run on the weekend or go to the movies, pick a restaurant, or start a country, or run a company, or participate in a crypto app community. Every community, every group, every collection of human beings requires leadership. We are human. We can't help it. We crave leadership. And a small number of people within that group will be the natural leaders, the ones who tend to stand up and offer leadership when it is required. Some will do a better job than others, for sure. But every group requires leadership, and every group has people that will offer that leadership. So those leaders are going to be handing down a culture. Every chain has a culture, and go look at them. Go look at them all. Go look at what is the culture of the chains that you are exploring or playing in or a part of or building on. Look at the culture, the attitudes, the biases. And I mean this in a positive way, right? Where every chain is biased towards something. They may be, they favor some groups, right? And what I mean, I better explain myself on that one. I'm going to get in trouble. What I mean by that is some chains are very, very focused on preference for developers, technical people who are building apps to run on the chain. Other chains are focused on people. Yes, there are technical things and people are building on the chain, and that, you know, and some are equal focus. So at Geode, the leadership that I am offering in service to the community comes with an attitude that, yes, we welcome people to build on the chain. We love it. And that people are the most important aspect, whether they are building apps or whether they are using the apps, that the people are the number one thing. So that attitude of mine, that soaks down into the community, and you have this very positive, very people-focused community. Other chains that may be more focused on the technology or more focused on developers, whatever the attitudes are of their leadership, and it trickles down, doesn't it? It affects the rest of the community. We can't help it. We can't stop it. So it's cultural. If the community you're involved in has an attitude, has a culture where bad actors will not be tolerated, period, then so it will be. If the culture has an attitude of, well, we'll accept any kind of behavior as long as they're building on chain, then that's what you're going to get. So we have a huge, not just opportunity, but an obligation as leaders in the crypto world to ensure that our communities understand that we have got to police ourselves. There is no amount of regulatory action that is going to keep your community clean. Right? You got to pick up your own neighborhood. And that's the point that I want to make. Just like it's up to every person in a neighborhood to keep that neighborhood safe, it's up to everyone in a crypto community to keep that crypto community safe. And although there are many, many government organizations who are also given the unfortunate and impossible job of keeping bad actors out of all kinds of industries and locations, you know, they can't actually do that. They're not actually going to be successful without communities themselves also deciding that they want to keep the bad actors out. So we have that culture. So culture is a big thing. It comes down from the leadership that this is not okay. This is here for people who are following the laws in their jurisdictions, which range widely by jurisdiction, by the way. But that's the attitude, and the attitude has to come down from the leadership. Other than culture, there is the operational aspect of keeping bad actors out of crypto communities. Operationally, exactly how do you do it, right? So if it's your neighborhood and there's too much litter on the side of the road, you're going to organize a group of people to clean it up. And these would be volunteers. And in the crypto world, most of the people in your community are volunteers. In the geode world, 100% of everybody is a volunteer. It's completely grassroots. We've done this, we've built this thing with no money. It's absolutely amazing. Everybody's a volunteer. So operationally, how do you keep the bad actors out? And this was a huge issue for us that we really put a ton of thought into. We're like, okay, eventually somebody's going to try something on chain that they shouldn't. That's illegal. There will at some point be a bad actor show up and do bad things. What are we going to do about it? And we thought about our options and we're like, well, okay. What we don't want to have is a centralized police force. We don't want to have that. So operationally, what are you going to do? Operationally, the answer is going to look like your mechanisms for reporting bad behavior. So we didn't want to have a centralized police force when there are already plenty of police forces in every locality. So what we decided to do instead was to let the community police itself. If somebody sees somebody doing something illegal on any app on the system, we created an app just for reporting that. It's called the Suspicious Activity Reporting, where people can come in and give a real report that says, here are the hashes for the social media posts or for the item that's for sale in market or for whatever, that this person is proving that this person is doing something that is illegal in their jurisdiction, not necessarily immoral, not necessarily illegal in your jurisdiction, but illegal in their jurisdiction. And it allows people to report it. And then it allows law enforcement to be alerted of that so that they can go do that. So the community taking care of its own, the community keeping itself clean. This is really the only way that really works. You cannot rely on government entities, even though I know it's their job, and that sucks because it's an impossible task. But you can't rely on that to keep your crypto community clean. You have to do it yourself. And that part comes partly from leadership and partly from having the mechanisms in place to do that. So that's my point today. Send me your thoughts, questions, and ideas. Check out the links in the show notes for all the things. All the so many things that you could want to explore. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next time.